Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Steve, Bob, Chris, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Whose nickname do I always say last?
Me.
No, I try and mix it up.
Is it a nickname? Because we don't use nicknames, although I'd be happy to make some up.
No, I mean when I introduce you. I don't want to leave anyone out and make them feel like they're last all the time, so I try and mix it up.
Oh, I'm always last.
You're not always last.
Yeah. Always me.
No. You're not.
Now I'm thinking that I want a special nickname.
I would like actually, I do not want Lisa to give me a special nickname.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I could do that.
I could only imagine where that would go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could all have code names. That would be cool.
Oh,
like secret agents.
you already have like Fangelos.
Like
now you need a secret name.
Into the CIA, you know, or like you were, or if you became president of the United States, and you know how the Secret Service has a code name for the president.
You've thought about this, haven't you?
I have.
You know what your name would be, Miss Daisy.
Miss Daisy.
Nice. And Chris, you could be Mr. Donald.
Mr. Donald
goes with Miss Daisy.
Oh, I don't even remember that movie.
Miss Daisy, Mr. Donald.
My code name would be Dale.
You guys aren't with me. Ducks, you know, Donald Duck, Daisy Duck. Okay. Anyway.
Oh,
wow.
The moment's passed, Lisa.
No
the
kidding.
Moment has passed.
I was following that.
Thank you. That's all I want. I just want justification.
What's today's topic?
We have one of those?
Come on.
Keeps a
funny. Listen to him.
Okay, today's topic is going to be a quick little overview of our Mouse Chat gathering down in Disney World. And we're also going to talk...
special.
It was. It was cool. And we're also going to talk about the new policies surrounding GAC, Guest Assistance Card. So we're going to start off on a nice note. We're going to talk about our event down at Disney. We had
It was our first ever Mouse Chat meet.
Yeah.
On Friday the 13th and following days.
You know what? As it turned out, Friday the 13th was somewhat applicable.
It was.
Given that it was so crowded.
And it was such a nightmare.
A lot of people didn't make it to the dessert party because of it.
It was very crowded.
Yeah,
the transportation times were just unbelievable. Disney did not plan for the crowds that they received. And the transportation was... people were on a bus for over 2 hours trying to get from their resort to get to Hollywood Studios. The parking lot was full. Boats, just, you know, they were full. And people just had a hard time maneuvering and getting to the park.
That park was packed. I've never seen so many people in a park.
It was...
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It wasn't like, you know, holiday crowds, but it was pretty crowded. And forget it if you wanted to meet any of the characters. It just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, there was
unless you were willing to just only do that.
That would be your night.
Of course, we were not. So.
Yeah.
Those lines were crazy.
Having said that, it was still an awesome night. And I just think that, you know, we met all these nice people. And, of course, never having met most of them before, we were a little nervous. And then afterward, we were saying, wow, everybody's so nice and normal.
Right, because we're not normal. So it's
it was impressive that we attracted normal people.
It was.
I know,
it was nice.
Shocking.
It was impressive that people showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that always surprises me when people actually say that they listen to us.
I was impressed that Chris actually showed up.
And then the awesome thing was that a number of them did things with us on Saturday and Sunday too.
After they got to know us.
After they met us.
Yeah.
So it was a good night. It was
it's a good
weekend. Even though it was crowded. You know, we still got to go on Star Tours afterward. We saw Muppets.
Yeah.
The fireworks were amazing.
Oh, yeah, they were unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah, we got on. Well, I mean, if you went to the park that night, you would have gotten to see nothing. So, actually, it worked out if you were in the group because we had prime seating for Fantasmic, which would have been impossible to have gotten into that night. And then we walked. We literally, with those crowds, walked right on Star Tours. And walked right to the front of the line and got the entire group
on. Mitch, a shout out for that one?
Yeah. So Mitch was in the ECV, so he was nice enough to get us all to the front of the line of that. And then we went to Muppets.
You were a legitimate group, though.
Yes. And then we went to Muppets and did Muppets first show, and then as soon as we got out of there, the fireworks started, and those fireworks were unbelievable.
Yeah. Hollywood Studios rarely does fireworks. I think typically they only do them for 4th of July and New Year's Eve. So when they do shoot them off, it's a spectacle, and that was impressive. And there were a couple times where I thought, okay, this has got to be the finale, and then it kept going.
Yeah, those finales were just went on and on and on.
Yeah, that's what we thought too. We were like, okay, that's it. And then it just kept going. Yeah.
See, I didn't get to see them, but we were on the boat on the way back. I had the girls and
me.
And you and Terry. And Terry and Amber were at the back of the boat so they could actually see the fireworks. And you could hear them and you knew they were good. You know, I wanted to get up and go watch them, but, you know, by the time I decided, go ahead and get up, they were over. So
It really was an impressive about a 10 or 12 minute show. And it lit up the park with, the explosions. And I think we posted the video on our Facebook page, if you want to check them out. But overall, despite the failures, there was a lot about that limited time magic event that I think Disney did right.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely brought the crowds in, and people love villains. So you do anything around villains, and they brought out some rare villains and some new ones. Who did they have?
They had the bowler hat guy from the Smiths or the, what's that movie?
Meet the Robinsons.
Meet the Robinsons.
Bowler hat guy. Yeah. They had bowler hat guy, Shere Khan from, Mulan.
Oh yeah.
Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie, yep.
Oogie Boogie. Oogie Boogie.
And you rarely see I don't think I've ever seen Bowler Hat Guy.
Yeah.
Who else did they have? Those were just a few of the ones.
They had a lot of the rare ones. They had Maleficent in full makeup.
Yes. Hercules. They had not Hercules.
The
villain. What's his
Hades.
Name?
Hades?
Hades. Yeah, they had Hades there.
Hades
which is cool.
Awesome. I didn't see Hades. I
Hades
need to do
and
look
Pain
a
and
search
Panic
on that.
With him.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah, the lines for that was like a couple of hours at least to go see those characters.
Well, we'd see lines here and there. We're like, what are they in line for? Oh, characters. There you go.
Yeah.
And the lines for merchandise weren't any
and
better.
And the people in those lines, some of those people in those lines were not happy.
Well, there were people.
Well, understandably so. I mean, if the average wait time is hours.
Yeah, you had people with kids that wanted to see some unique characters, and then you had the diehard villain fans, the older people, or adults that were decked out in makeup and costumes, and not so kid friendly as far as I'm concerned, as far as how they dressed, maybe a little too scary, a little too raunchy, and they were definitely there was a good mix of people in those lines.
Yeah, it was.
Do you think? Oh, sorry, Steve.
Go ahead.
Bob?
Oh, no, I was going to say, do you think Hollywood Studios is the wrong park to do that event in only because it's smaller and it doesn't hold? Because obviously that was part of the problem with the traffic and the parking lot filling to capacity.
I think that they should have done it over a weekend, like not just one night.
Yeah.
I think that might have worked out a little bit better.
Yeah, but it kind of goes with that whole Friday the 13th theme.
Yeah.
But I still think that they needed more.
It would be cool if
hindsight is 2020, and I don't think they anticipated.
Do you know
quite
what,
the
though?
Response.
They should anticipate things. And you know me, I'd rarely complain about things like that with Disney, but they have this happen all the time. Every time, first of all, they have enough experience with Star Wars weekends to know that is like the nightmare park for crowds. So they should have known that they were going to have some issues.
And the May the 4th Be With You event.
Yeah. I mean,
and
so,
Epcot's 30th and Magic Kingdom's 40th. So
I mean,
they should know
by now that people are going to come out for these events. And, you know, I don't know. I have no idea.
No, I think you're on the right path, Chris. I think it was a perfect storm. I mean, you have all of that. And you know that Magic Kingdom was closed for the not-so-scary Halloween party, so that was a hard ticket event. It's a Friday the 13th, so locals are going to come out to the park because this was free. And then there was a lot of excitement about the whole villains thing, which I know Disney follows social media sites. So they knew that
and
people were excited about it.
And cast members were not excluded from this, so there were a lot of cast members too.
I do have to say, regardless, I had a great time and it was amazing meeting people. And, you know, like I said, it kind of set the tone for the whole weekend. So
biggest, or I think the most popular event we had though on for our weekend was, I think, the scavenger hunt.
Yeah. Which was surprising. Cause I was like, we're not going to do a scavenger. I told Lisa over and over again, no one's going to come to a scavenger hunt. They're not going to go to Disney, waste a couple of hours to go in the park when they could be doing stuff with their friends.
He never listens.
And then that was like the most popular one.
I like to have fun and I love scavenger hunts and challenges and competition and, you know, coming up with a scavenger hunt. I think the people that did this, they were competitive. They were not in it for an easy stroll through the park. They were in it to win it. And that was cool. Yeah. That's the way I wanted it to be.
There were those four women that came. They had their run. They were runners.
Skirts.
They did marathons.
They were great.
And they came with their little skirts on and their running shoes and everything. They were hilarious. And, of course, they were the ones who won because they were hardcore. So.
See, yeah. I wanted to do a manhunt, but I got outvoted. So we did a scavenger hunt.
Wait a minute.
Hunt, so.
Bob.
What?
You're confusing us.
with a different group. Yeah, but yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah,
and we had
Dole Whips.
Yep, we all
that
got
was
Dole
good.
Whips.
Yeah, we did like 18 to 20 Dole Whips or something.
Yeah,
that
lots
was
of
nice.
Dole Whips. They melt fast.
Very fast.
They melt. Like
we'll do something different next year.
They melt the second you get them.
No, I mean we learned a lot from this experience, and there are a lot of things that we may do differently. And
like the month.
Yeah.
Like the month. Yep. And, you know, maybe we'll do a scavenger hunt in a different park and
meeting locations. I mean, we told everybody to meet, at
the hub.
Partner statue in the Magic Kingdom. And we just timed it perfectly for the parade.
So we got trapped.
Yeah.
And we timed the return perfectly for the parade.
Yes. Because they hold it like every 45 minutes. It seems.
Parade never ends.
It's going on all the time.
Well, and the show too. The show.
Yeah, it's either
on
the
stage.
Parade or the show or the parade or the show over and over again.
Yeah.
So we learned a lot.
That was funny. But I think everybody who went, they told us they had a great time. It seemed like lots of people were smiling and laughing, and it was just good to meet people.
Yeah. And we had fun. And then the last day, we went over to Epcot and did a little dining around the world pre food and wine celebration. So we kind of did our own.
You know, and I figured it would turn into a drink around the world, and it didn't.
Too expensive to drink around the world.
It is too expensive. You can't drink at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
you can, but
I saw plenty of people drinking.
You're still being decent people.
Why
at 11
can't you
in the
drink
morning?
At 11 o'clock in the morning?
I don't
know. And thus your that? Reputation, Lauren. You keep saying, why am I perceived as a lush or an alcoholic? Well, let me tell you why.
I have to
I'm
say
teasing.
That I have never truly seen too. Lauren drunk.
Although I got to see Chris drunk.
We did.
Yes.
That was
That's
fun.
That's because I have a very low tolerance and I'm a delicate flower.
You were very funny.
Lauren, who do you think in a drinking contest between Chris and I would last longer?
You would.
I've never actually seen you drink, Bob.
Yeah. Well, I told you I break out into handcuffs when I drink.
Yeah,
so.
But
so
that's because the alcohol
Chris,
or
I'm
the altitude.
Bad drink, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But only by one, and then after that, she's cut off.
Well, it was funny because Chris was saying she can pretty much handle one, and then Lauren came up to me and said, all right, Chris is good. I just gave her two drinks. I'm like, what? And then she goes back to give her more.
She was fine until the third drink. It was the third drink that put her over.
The third drink did
kind of push her
over. Do you
know what? In my defense, those weren't normal drinks. I mean, first of all, when I got that second one, I told the bartender, I said, just put a little extra vodka in there. And he just started pouring and pouring and pouring. And then he put the rest of the drink in there. So that's what happened. I was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm never drinking around your people again.
And this is why we didn't. And this is why we didn't drink in front of our guests. But maybe next year. So
you know what the other problem was? My problem was the Pointer Sisters, and my problem was Lisa and Steve dancing. It was just more than I could handle. At that point, I said,
"If came on, Chris is like, I need a blue drink."
Well, okay, well, now you're talking about the earmark conference. So
yeah,
we're jumping around now.
Detour on that one.
It's just in my defense, there are certain things I shouldn't have to see.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well,
all right, let's move on to the GAC.
Okay.
Oh, yes. GAC
We've got
changes.
Some changes coming. Bob, why don't you jump on this one?
Okay. So I guess we knew it was coming.
What is a GAC?
I mean, the writing was on the wall. So
first, tell us what a GAC is.
The GAC is a guest assistance card, and it is for a person who has a disability of any type that they feel inhibits them from seeing the park comfortably, essentially. And it's to assist them getting around in the park. And there's multiple different types of guest assistance card a person could get. They just go to guest services at the park. They don't have to provide any type of documentation or anything as to their disabilities because Disney's not allowed to ask due to confidentiality. But they just basically say what accommodation they need. And they would get a guest assistance card. And what was happening, unfortunately, is that a lot of times they were getting a guest assistance card that was allowing them and their party, up to six people, to go into the fast pass line of an attraction, or if an attraction didn't have a fast pass line, go to the exit of a ride, basically skipping forward ahead of other guests who were waiting. And it became a big problem that really wasn't acknowledged by Disney up until, I guess, that news story broke, and then there was that undercover footage on, I forget, was it Good Morning America that broke it, or one of those morning programs did an undercover story about people even paying disabled people to accompany them on their vacation so they could take advantage of the guest assistance card. Certainly abused on both coasts, and was really a large problem, especially in Disneyland at California Adventure with Cars Land. After that story broke, Disney really, you know, their hand was forced and they had to make changes. And so these changes are going into effect October 9th at both coasts. Effective October 9th, the guest assistance card, as you currently know it, will cease to exist. And in its place will be a new program called the Disabled Assistance System, or DAS. And this is basically, it's similar to return passes that are issued at popular attractions. And what happens is a disabled person can get a DAS card, a Disabled Assistance System card, and then they go to a kiosk. At least this is how it's going to work at Disneyland, and we're assuming this is how it's going to work at Disney World as well. They will go to kiosks that are strategically located around the parks, and then they present their card and say what attraction they want to ride. So, for example, I need a return time for Space Mountain. The guest relations cast member working will then use the Disney Mobile Magic app to pull up the current wait time and then write out that return time. So if your wait time is, you know, if the current wait time is 75 minutes, you will get a return time on that ride for 75 minutes later, at which time you will get essentially, it's essentially like a fast pass. You then return at that time and go into the fast pass line. During that waiting period, you can do anything else in the park that you want to. You can get another fast pass. You can wait for an attraction. You can go eat lunch. You can watch a show. You can shop, do whatever you want to do. But only one reservation is written on a DAS card at any time. So, and the goal here is to basically prevent the abuse that has occurred. So that's how that's going to work. Cast members on both coasts are currently being trained, and they are geared up for what they expect to be a lot of complaints, especially that first weekend that it goes into effect.
So wait, they're doing the magic bands and this new guest assistance system all at
correct.
The same time?
Correct.
That's a little crazy.
And they, of course, they don't have the magic bands in California, and it may be possible that the disabled assistance card will at some point be turned into or worked into the magic band system somehow. There's also talk of them possibly taking photos of a person, you know, so tying it to the card so that a person who gets a disabled assistance card cannot just give it to someone else to use.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yes. That alone probably would have prevented a lot of abuse. So that's how the system is going to work. Now, I mean, I have
I don't
my
like
States.
I don't like a lot of that.
But yeah, I mean, I have my opinions, but I've talked enough here, so please.
Well, I think the thing that I heard about the original setup, or the rumor always going around, or the way it was spieled, was that they, you know, some people can't wait in a line, and they, you know, just need to, you know, wait somewhere else, or, you know, in a waiting room, or where they need to be entertained, or their party goes through, and then the person in the wheelchair or whatever, when the party gets to the front of the line, then the person in the wheelchair joins their party and they all go on. But it, every time I ever saw it used, it was just like instant front of the line fast pass access. So all the hidden waiting rooms and party going through, then meeting the wheelchair guests when they, you know, so they're still waiting in line, seem to be thrown out. So it seems like they're trying to make it now where they're actually waiting like everybody else, but not having to be there, and they can do something else or whatever. So they're kind of getting like a fast pass return time.
My problem with this is, you know, you get a few bad eggs and it spoils everything.
Yeah. Well, that's, and that kind of happens with everything with Disney.
Your people that really need it are the ones that are really going to be affected by this.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? Because the people that don't need it just aren't going to do it now.
Well, isn't it similar to what they do at Universal Studios now? Is it the same type setup?
Sort of. Universal does two things. They do an attraction, what do they call it? An attraction assistance pass, where the way that works is, if the wait time on an attraction is less than 30 minutes, they'll let you go through the express line, essentially the fast pass line. If it's longer than 30 minutes, then a team member will issue you a return time and say, you know, you can come back at this time, and you can't use the attraction assistance pass until you've returned to, you know, and until you've used that attraction. You can wait in line for other attractions, go see a show, shop, whatever, but you can't use that attraction assistance pass on anything else until you've used it on that card. But what Universal also does, and Disney may do this as well, but it remains to be seen, is they will review cases on a case-by-case basis. So if there truly is a situation where a person cannot wait in line, then they will give them like an express pass privileges,
yeah.
As if they were almost as if they were an on-site resort guest. Yeah, I agree with Lauren that I think this is going to punish the people that truly need it. I do think it was probably more widespread than just a few bad apples. But it's hard to tell. I mean, a lot of people are saying, "Oh, finally the cheaters are getting shut down." Well, I think there's a lot of people out there who have hidden disabilities that
to the
eye you can't see. They could have a chronic illness. They could have a heart condition. Who knows what the problem is? You may not, just because it's not visible doesn't mean they don't have something that requires the use of that pass. So there's that. So maybe that number isn't as high as people think.
I just think it's going to be hard on families to have to go back and forth. It seems like it's going to be a lot of, you have to walk here to get the pass, and you have to go to the ride, then you have to go back there to get another pass.
Like, yeah, for someone that has mobility issues.
It seems like it's going to be very monotonous for families, especially families that have, you know, serious disabilities that they really need this. Like if they have children that they're bringing to Disney, I mean, I don't know.
Well, children or adults. Out. No, I can see that. I mean, children or adults. Let's say you have a situation where a person has a chronic condition like lupus or cystic fibrosis, child or adult, and maybe they can't spend 8 hours in a park or even 6 hours in a park, and that current guest assistance card allowed them to do Disney because they could bang, 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 go through attractions, do what they needed to do, and in a couple hours leave and go rest. So getting a return time, the current wait time for Toy Story Mania is 120 minutes. Well, here, we'll give you a return time for 120 minutes. Well, I can't wait in the park, even if I'm just sitting down or browsing in a store. I can't sit here for 120 minutes. It will wear me out, or it will wear my child out. So I don't know how you address that issue? Or what of the people who have children, for example, who are on the autism spectrum, and some of them truly are incapable of waiting in lines, or they don't understand the concept of we're coming back. Then what?
Right.
Yeah. Well,
so I think that, I mean, I can see where they're going with this. I guess I see why they're doing it. I think it's going to get ugly. At least initially, it's going to get ugly until people get used to it.
And I'm not one for change, so I tend to not like whatever they throw out there that's change. But I still think it's going to be hard on people.
Right.
I'm not in love with it.
Well, isn't it like talking of bad apples, and I know this is kind of off topic, but same thing with like the RFID chips, you know, for drinks.
That I can see, though.
But that was, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I saw someone trying to, you know, fill their mug up, and, well, twice, essentially. They didn't put ice in it, and so they went to fill it, and they wanted to fill it all the way, and so they wanted to do it twice, and they couldn't.
Okay.
Oh, for the love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just, but see, there again, I mean, it's because...
But unlimited soda should be unlimited soda.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to pay a flat rate price and be able to have it unlimited for 3 days, it should be unlimited for 3 days. They shouldn't really. I don't like that.
My point was that, or what I was trying to get at, though, was the RFID chips are a direct result of people
using of old cheating drink the
mugs
system.
Or filling up mugs that aren't even Disney mugs.
It's all, it all comes down to people that cheat the system either by getting a guest assistance card when they shouldn't, or taking sodas when they shouldn't, and then finally Disney gets a wind of it, or people used to do things with fast passes or tickets or whatever, you know, reselling tickets, and then they come up with a countermeasure.
Well, I've already
I hated though when I bought a Coke and it was like 50 cents more than it had been 6 months ago. I was like, really? Why is it so much more? And she said, oh, it's the RFID technology. I thought, gosh, that's a really big increase.
For every Coke.
Yeah.
For free soda. Or soda that they get at low cost or free.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why they're doing it and everything. And I really don't have a huge issue. But please don't charge me 50 cents more for Coke. That's just a lot of money.
Yeah,
I agree.
When it costs them a penny, you know, a couple pennies maybe.
I can't imagine the technology is that sophisticated. I was actually really surprised that it worked every time I tried to fill my drink.
You were disappointed?
Well, you know, because I remember when we initially talked about it, we thought about how, you know, oh, this is going to be such a mess. So.
But it worked. I've already seen a snafu with the new Magic Bands, speaking about people trying to cheat the system with drink mugs and whatnot. And we'll talk about Magic Bands a little later. But we were in line for Tower of Terror and waiting to get in with our fast passes. And the people in front of us, they had four or five adults. And the one person, I think two of them, didn't have fast passes on their bands. And the guy's arguing, yeah, right, we're going to sign up for fast passes for a party of five and only sign up for three, trying to argue the case. And, you know, they're going to blame, it's not our fault that it didn't work type of attitude. Yeah. And so the arguments are going to be trying to scam their way through.
Well, I think that's the thing. I mean, even with the new DAS card that's going to be put in place, with any system that is designed, immediately you are going to have people that are looking for ways to exploit the weakness or find a way to get around it.
Yeah.
And once that happens, we'll get out.
Yeah.
So
I'll change it again.
It's just depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The GAC thing, I think, is the most exciting to me. I mean, I can handle the drink things, But, you all were saying, I mean, especially people with kids with autism, you hear so many people say, hey, this is the one place I can take my kid. And they're accommodated so well. And now that's not going to be the case.
Right. Unless they
we'll see
case by case exceptions. But then I can already see the problems with that. Well, why did they get to go ahead with their DAS card and I didn't get to go ahead? And what makes them so special? And but I hate to see people making comments like, oh, well, their kids should just suck it up, or, you know, just teach them how to wait. It's not that. I mean, they just can't. I mean, it really, in some cases, it's just not an option. So I don't know. I would love to say that this is an easy solution that's going to solve the problem, but it may just solve one problem and create a whole new set of problems. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up right here. And I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, please go to mousechat.net to download those. You can also download our shows at iTunes. If you've got any questions or comments for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. We hope to have you here next time on Mousechat.